Today we are discussing the paper by Biot et al. Titled Maximal Oxygen Consumption and Performance in a Centenarian Cyclist. Taking part on this podcast, we have Dr. Veronique Biot representing the authors and Dr. Matthew Hickey as an external expert. My name is Ben Miller, and as the associate editor who handled the peer review, I will moderate the discussion. Dr. Biot, please briefly tell us what you tested in this paper, how you went about testing it, and what you found that was not previously known.
For the first time, we demonstrated that it was possible to improve VO2 max after 100 years old, you know, because we follow him for 5 years now, and we start to follow him when he was 100 years old. And we found that he was already very good because his VO2 max was above 30 milliliters per kilo and per minute. The main point is that he improved between the age of 100 and 103 years. The VO2 max increased by 13%, and he was able to improve his performance on 1 hour from 24 to 26.9 kilometers per hour. So it was extraordinary that we could, by qualitative training, improve a human after 100 years old. It was amazing.
Dr. Hickey, what was your take on this paper? What are the major strengths of the work? What is the significance of the results? And what limitations might there be for readers to be aware of?
The strengths, in my mind, are the quality of the work that they conducted with this utterly unique cyclist. And, you know, Mr. Marchand is one who really is remarkable in very many ways. You know, he might suggest that being able to do anything at age 100 is remarkable, and certainly setting the world hour record 3 times past that age is noteworthy. And I think anybody that's interested in aging or physiology is going to have some interest in the reports from this study. Weaknesses of case studies are common to all case studies, and that is that there's an N of one. So while this may prompt further work on what we might consider health span related questions or healthy aging related questions or elite athletic performance in elderly individuals, we do only have an N of one here. And so the degree to which the data can be generalized is always going to be somewhat limited with a case study.
Dr. Hickey, can you briefly explain what the hour record is for cycling and what physiological characteristics are involved?
The hour record is really one iconic event. It's been around for over 100 years. Elite athletes have pursued it on occasion. What makes it stand out is, unlike other events that might come to mind, like Grand Tours or World Championships, Classics, this is an event that's open. It's optional. So there have been records that have stood for several decades. While individuals have attempted to break existing records, it's not something that comes and goes on an annual basis. And so it really stands out as a unique event. It's typically, of course, going to be conducted on a track, often but not always at altitude, where there's less air resistance. And the hour record is simply set by the individual pedaling at a maximal velocity for 60 minutes, and the distance that is covered becomes the representative hour record. In terms of the physiological demand, it's remarkable. So elite male cyclists, as a for instance, will generate sustained power outputs that range from 450 to 500 watts over the course of an hour. The existing world hour record is just under 55 kilometers. That's by a former Tour de France winner named Brad Wiggins. And the demands in terms of the central cardiorespiratory demand and the peripheral demand for high cadence, high power output from skeletal muscle really make it an unusual event in many ways.
Dr. Biot, discuss the key performance-related physiological variables of this centenarian athlete and how they improved from 101 to 103 years old.
He improved VO2 max and he maintained a very high maximal heart rate. He was able to reach 138 beats per minute. It's very high compared to the theoretical value given by the formula. We also measure the stroke volume by impedance, and in fact, he has a very high cardiac output thanks to the very high maximal heart rate and maximal stroke volume. He's able to increase his maximal stroke volume until his maximal heart rate. Robert Marchand is a very small guy. He's only 150 centimeters, and he weighs 50 kilos, but he has a very big heart. And he has a very high maximal heart rate for his age. The second point is that he's able to cycle at a very high rate of pedaling per minute. He improved this value thanks to we focus on this ability for the high rate of pedaling per minute. He was able to cycle at 75 rate per minute, you know, and that with a gear of 42 by 17. It gives you a 5.43 meter per rate of pedaling. It's very high frequency pedaling for this very old age.
Thank you. So I'm going to stay with you. And some of us know that this athlete set another record this year at the age of 105. The question is, were you there? And is there anything you can tell us about this most recent attempt?
Oh, yes, of course I was with him, because before to start, he asked me if it was possible. It was a very high responsibility, and I work with cardiologists because I am only a physiologist and I'm not cardiologist. We trusted him and we did not push him. He wanted to try because for him it's an occasion for gathering all his friends. So it's for him it's wonderful feast, and he wanted to try. So we decided to make a test again, and he maintained VO2max. It was very incredible, at 30 milliliters per kilo and per minute of body mass. But, you know, the cycling efficiency decreased because he was obliged to cycle very fast and almost at 80 rate of per minute of pedaling, and because he lose some strength, and he compensates the loss of strength by a still higher frequency of pedaling. But we reach 22.5 kilometers for 1 hour.
Thank you. A particularly interesting point is that the athlete in this study took up cycling at an age many consider to be old. Dr. Hickey, what does this tell us about the aging process? And in particular, what do these improvements after the age of 100 tell us about the aging process?
You know, one of the central questions in my mind in integrative physiology is, you know, how an individual, how organ systems or individual organs are able to adapt to external stimuli, exercise being one of several that we might impose to stress a system and develop an understanding about the capacity to respond to these different stimuli. What's striking here, then, is somebody who doesn't have a lifelong history of adaptations related to this particular sport or discipline, cycling, was able to do so rather impressively at an old age. And if we just take a look at the data reported in the paper and the recent additions, Dr. Bia mentioned at the age of 105, we have an individual who has retained a cardiorespiratory and I would suggest a motor capacity to respond to external training stimuli in a comparatively impressive way. So, you know, peak power output between ages 101 and 103 was improved. There were changes in maximal pedaling frequency, which clearly has a central motor component to it. Well, heart rate didn't change. Maximal ventilation changed, and that was composed of changes both in breathing frequency and tidal volume. As one who's interested in skeletal muscle adaptations, I will confess some curiosity about the degree and particulars about adaptations in skeletal muscle in this individual. And we'll have to just exercise our imagination at the moment. I would just add, it was one parenthetical point, it's interesting to consider turning 105 to be advantageous. I find that quite something, a remarkable individual as he moves up to another age group and is able to continue to set age group records.
I can tell you something about his way of living if you are interested by this. A typical day for him is wake up, do some gymnastic for 10 minutes, calisthenic gymnastic, and then he's cycling on an ergometer for 30 minutes, very easily. And he go to the market to buy fish, eggs. In the morning, he eat one banana, yogurt with jam, helping for performance on the day of a run.
Dr. Hickey, do you have any closing comments or questions?
I would just add that, you know, one of the real beauties for case studies in my mind, and this particular one illustrates this so wonderfully, is that you have an opportunity to move outside the conventional bounds of scientific discourse, what we're used to talking about. Case studies, by definition, you know, are small ends, and they often are reporting unusual sets of observations. And in doing so, I think they have the capacity to stimulate our imagination in ways that conventional approaches don't. This one certainly stimulates the imagination about the adaptive capacity of the human organism. It's a wonderful paper, and I enjoyed being involved with it.
I would like to thank you both for your discussion. Remind the readers that this article is available in the Journal of Applied Physiology, and several popular press articles have profiled the athlete with his recent attempt at 105 years old. And with that, I thank our discussants, and thank you for listening to this podcast.